Love Restored. Blueprint for the Journey Home. Ah, the world mind mistaken. Compulsive denial. The belief others are to blame is the root of dissociation. The universal excuse for a loveless life and the cause of thought disorders that block awareness and obliterate natural joy. These and fear's fraud, the myth of fleeting love, heal where truth, love, and compassion enter. The truth is, our essence, love created, though relinquished, is eternal. Taste the nature of a newborn. Notice the newborn is not loving you, but is love. Seek ye first. Clearly, the essence, love, of self and others can be touched, but not contained. Cherished, but never captured, nor imprisoned to fulfill the dream of what could never be. Lost identity, love, will never be gained from nor possessed through him, her, or them. The trauma of separation from love, self, initiates and drives the infantile desire to possess, control, rage, threaten, and punish. Should pretended love, approval, be perceived as removed? Just observe the child of two. Foolish to think a surrogate can repair vanished self-awareness or restore human life, human virtues, and the sensibilities buried beneath the noise of a thousand generations of pain, of self-inflicted, disordered thoughts, and unforgiven suffering. Self, love, confined in the cage of demand, distress endured, and held breath, fades, drowned out by the swirling cries of a thousand generations of errant thoughts, whispers, seized and bound by unfulfilled yearning. Love only seems to be smothered, dead. In forgiveness, by collapsing pain perception, once again, actual love, compassion, and joy floods awareness. No longer trapped in the mental constructs of pain and inadequacy, the abyss of fear and darkness is dispelled. Immersed, I commence the journey back to the luscious sweetness of myself, love. What seemed lost was never absent. The still, small voice of love, he who has ears, let him hear, has but been obscured through perception degraded by internally generated fear and or hostility. It is among us still, sleeping under a blanket of distraction, poor nutrition, and unfulfilled desires. I will live again, not in longing's fulfillment, but in release, in being freed from the source of suffering, my mind. The chains of desire bind, but goals loosed soften into pure being that thrives again in freed breath. Love, not an action, but a state of being I can trust, is the essence of who I am. My deepest nature is to live and flourish in the bliss of being. No reasons nor possessions needed. Physiology, designed for my incarnation, now embodies the only true experience of love. Relationship's purpose? To restore me to my birthright of enthusiasm and living in love's ecstasy. All else is born of generational delusions, which are the cause of all disease, lack, and suffering. Concealed, but never changed by the thousand disturbances, trances, and traumas of the world, I, the offspring of love, live shiny and new. The promise of life more abundantly is fulfilled. I was birthed in awareness of my existence as love. When I truly forgive life's overlays, I am freed from my mind's false graven image of self. Mercy and healing enter, and awakened to the truth of who I am, I live as love itself, and fulfill the ancient call to reunite as I extend to all the world. I rise again each day, truth expressed, light restored, love revealed. Dr. Michael Rice.